Okay, our first question comes in from Colin. JT, did that really happen Sunday? We wanted it more than the Niners. Colin, absolutely. The energy at the Coliseum was electric. From the parking lot, the fans who showed up, and the Niner fans who showed up. There were a lot of Niner fans who came to the game. Everybody got along, and then once the game started, the Raiders were ready to play. We've been talking about this for months. Can the Raiders get off the field early in the game on third down on defense? I talked to Jason Tarver before the game, and he told me they had the game plan set up to slow down Colin Kaepernick, and they were able to do it. I thought the key was, after the loss in St. Louis, what Raider team would we see? We saw the best of the Raiders this year, from the captains, the veterans, to the rookies. They were all on the same page. They had tremendous energy. They were ready to play, and it showed on the field. They dominated the game for most of the game. Anthony writes, JT, which player has impressed you the most this year? Well, there's been a couple of players. Khalil Mack on defense, he's ready to play every week. But this is an easy one. It's been quarterback Derek Carr. I love his game, the way he shows up every week. And as a rookie quarterback, there's going to be a lot of highs and lows. There's going to be some bad losses, games with interceptions, tough losses. But Derek Carr, every week, shows up ready to play. He's great with the fans. He's great with his teammates and the media. And he doesn't have a lot of highs and lows. He's the same guy every week. You see the emotion on the sideline after a touchdown. You saw a great raw emotion after the win. I love the way this guy plays. And on top of that, I love his maturity. Look at some of these quarterbacks around the league, how immature they are. They can't handle failure, and they can't handle success. Carr is even-keeled. He gives you everything he has every week. He's always prepared. And that three-touchdown performance against Colin Kaepernick and the Niners, don't kid yourself, that was a big deal. He understood that he wanted to win the Battle of the Bay. It comes around every 4 years in front of a sold-out house. That was a milestone moment for him in a very young career. So I'm happy to say Derek Carr is off to a great start. Even though the wins aren't there, his performances get better and better every week. Daniel writes in, JT, after seeing success with Reese and Rivera, do you think Greg Olsen may work some of them into future game plans? Absolutely. I thought Greg Olsen called an excellent game against the 49ers. And he's been criticized this year for not opening up the playbook for quarterback Derek Carr. Let's start off with Marcel Reese, the fullback. I'm always in shock when he doesn't get enough touches. He should be lined up in the slot. He should get 5 or 6 passes thrown to him each game, maybe more. And then I think he should get more touches on the ground, especially in the red zone. We saw what he did against Kansas City, and he had a big game against the Niners. When it comes to tight end Michael Rivera, he's a very good tight end when it comes to running routes, catching the ball and holding on to it. When it comes to staying in with pass protection or run blocking, I think he's trying to get better, and that's starting to show. But he can run routes, and he should be a weapon. It's tough to win football games in the NFL if you don't have a tight end catching the ball and opening up the middle of the field. Reese and Rivera are both good at that. They can run slant routes, short 5, 7, 10-yard routes across the middle of the field, and Carr can hit them for first downs. We need to see more of that because the Raider receivers have been having a difficult time getting open, especially deep downfield. Hopefully Rivera and Reese opens up the passing game in coming weeks. But give Greg Olsen credit. If you've been critical of him and the play call in the last couple of weeks, give him credit when he calls an outstanding game, and he did that against the 49ers. Roseanne says, JT, have the Raiders thought about keeping their current coach? The players seem to respond to him. Well, that's a great question, and I know that Mark Davis, the owner, and Reggie McKenzie, the GM, are always evaluating the coaching staff. But quick story, I was in the locker room, and I typically don't go into the locker room after games. And when I went in after the game, Tony Sperano made a speech for the ages. It's gone viral. You can check it out at Raiders.com. And every player responded to Coach Sperano after that game. It was a highly emotional game, and give credit to this coaching staff. After the debacle in London, there was a question mark. What would this team do the rest of the season? I give Coach Sperano and his staff a lot of credit for having the Raiders up in these games, getting them prepared and ready to play. The coaching staff did an incredible job against a pretty good coach in Jim Harbaugh and that 49ers staff. So I don't know what the future holds for us with the head coach of the Silver and Black, but as I sit here heading into the game at Kansas City, Tony Sparano is getting a lot of credit around the NFL for doing a fantastic job last week. The week before, the Raiders didn't show up against St. Louis. We got to see him show up at Kansas City Sunday. Speaking of Kansas City, that's going to be a real hostile environment, and the Raiders better be ready to go. I've been on the radio in Kansas City all week, and the Kansas City fans are going nuts. They lost that first game. It might have knocked them out of the playoffs. Raider Nation, you know how tough it is to play in Kansas City, and they're waiting for you. The place is sold out. It'll be a sea of red, and the Raiders better start that game fast and do the same thing they did against the San Francisco 49ers. It's about momentum and finishing the season on a strong note. How great would it be to knock the 49ers out and officially knock Kansas City out if the Raiders can do that on the road and get another big win? Thanks again for your questions this week. Remember, if you go to Raiders.com, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, the hashtag is AskJT. Good luck to the Raiders on the road at Kansas City. Next week, the Silver and Black return home to take on the Buffalo Bills. And that's a big one as Buffalo comes to town with a lot to play for. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have a great week.